Michelle Obama, reach out to Trump voters who chose lies, hate, chaos, and division. By Joel B. Polak on November 9, 2020. Former First Lady Michelle Obama tweeted Saturday that Democrats should reach out to Trump voters even though they supported lies, hate, chaos, and division. Her message underscored the difficulties Americans will have coming together after a bruising presidential campaign, as well as the Obama's own unique brand of divisiveness and condescension. I'm beyond thrilled that my friend at Joe Biden and our first Black and Indian American woman vice president, at Kamala Harris, are headed to restore some dignity, competence, and heart at the White House. Our country sorely needs it. pic.twitter.com/yzketeroa. Michelle Obama, at Michelle Obama, November 7, 2020. Thank you to all of you who poured every ounce of your hope and determination into this democracy over these past 4 years. Registering voters, getting them to the polls, keeping folks informed. More votes were cast in this election than ever before. It's because of you. Michelle Obama, at Michelle Obama, November 7, 2020. And after we celebrate, and we should all take a moment to exhale after everything we've been through, let's remember that this is just a beginning. It's a first step. Voting in one election isn't a magic wand, and neither is winning one. Michelle Obama, at Michelle Obama, November 7, 2020. Let's remember that tens of millions of people voted for the status quo, even when it meant supporting lies, hate, chaos, and division. We've got a lot of work to do to reach out to these folks in the years ahead and connect with them on what unites us. Michelle Obama, at Michelle Obama, November 7, 2020. In 2016, Michelle Obama famously told Democrats at their convention in Philadelphia, "When they go low, we go high." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.